Okay. Good morning. Sugya series number 21. We'll make a special celebration, God willing, when we hit 613.
Well, you got me right here with the title, because I have no clue what I'll be talking about.
Oh, then you came to the right place. You know, that's the worst. If you do a whole handout and the person says, I know all this. At least if you pick it up and you're not sure what everything is, that's good. Mitzvah bitachon is something that came up last week when we were doing challah. We mentioned that a person is supposed to live with faith and trust, with an understanding that Hashem is the one who provides for his needs. And we suggested last week that we do a session on it. Bitachon literally meaning trust. Now, to take a step back, in order to have bitachon, meaning trust, a person has to have emuna, which means faith. Good. Why?
Before you can trust.
Because before you can trust, you have to acknowledge that Hashem exists and is all-powerful. Those two precepts must precede trusting in Him. First, I got to know He exists. I have to know that He's capable of doing it. And then I can go ahead and trust that I'm in His hands. Now, there are a number of very important principles, which I'll try to just brainstorm with you before we start. One idea is that trust, bitachon, doesn't mean I trust that Hashem will do it my way. That's not trust. Trusting is that Hashem is in fact in control of the situation, step one, and step two, which is fascinating, and He has my best interests in mind. He will make it turn out good. Now, those are two very powerful concepts. Number one, that Hashem doesn't have to do it my way. Trust is simply that He's in charge. But by the way, He will do it, not necessarily my way, but He will do it to my benefit. So sometimes losing the job is to your benefit, even though you don't want it. We never said that He's going to do it your way, but He's going to do it to your benefit. That second part is critical. Because if we only acknowledge that Hashem is all-powerful and that He could do anything and He will do what He wants, but He don't care about me, little old me, then that's not bitachon. Bitachon is that Hashem knows about me, cares about me, loves me, wants my best interests. And if we sometimes don't see eye to eye, it's because He knows something that I don't know. We're going to have some very provocative questions, which, as time goes on, we'll have to develop. But this is the principle. The principle is Hashem exists. That's emunah. Hashem is all-powerful. That's our understanding of God. Hashem does intercede, and He will intercede for my benefit. You ask two different questions really at the same time. One question is, what happens if I don't see it the way God sees it? So if you're really clear that God wants it one way and you want it a different way, so you're up against a formidable foe. But the second part of your question was, what happens if you tried and it doesn't seem to be working? At what point do you conclude that it's not God's will? So we have a concept called hishtadlus, which means making the effort. And we have a principle, which we'll also develop, that there's no such thing as expecting God to just take care of it because we trust in him and he's all powerful, so let him take care of it. Bitachon is not an excuse to be lazy. A person has to make effort. But that effort is tempered with the awareness that ultimately Hashem runs the show. That's the critical point of this philosophy. Hashem runs the show. Therefore, if we're making effort and we're up against a brick wall, we definitely pause and think, is there a reason this is not working? And not just strategically, but religiously. Is there a reason? That's all part of bitachon. That's trust in Hashem. Maybe God's protecting me. You ever pick up the phone and there's no dial tone? And you think about it. And you think about it. And you realize that, you know, it's good I didn't make that phone call. It would just engender hard feelings. That's bitachon. It didn't go my way. Oh, but it did go my way. It's a good thing I didn't do it. I once had a Rebbe who told me that he was so frustrated with a certain student in class that he wrote a letter to the parents lambasting them for the way they brought up their kid. And he never heard a response from them. Months later, the letter comes back undeliverable. He had written the wrong address. And he was so thankful. Mm-hmm. What do you need that for?
I have just a quick similar story. My neighbor's kid, he's Mark's age, he's 15. And last week he was hitting golf balls. He plays golf. He was hitting golf balls over his house. And one of them hit our house. Because Rebecca was in the room. And she said, Mom, I heard this loud noise. I saw Connor out there hitting golf balls. Uh-huh. So I was going to talk to his parents about it. I went over in the morning. The cars were there, but nobody answered the door. I was frustrated. I went over in the afternoon. I was gonna say it politely, but I was gonna talk to them about it. I went over in the afternoon. There were cars there. Nobody answered the door. I thought it was very odd. Then later, the kid was outside playing with Mark, and I just spoke to him very calmly, asked him not to do it, and I thought that was good.
Wow.
That I didn't get to talk to the parents. I just talked to him, and it was resolved. And I thought to myself, there were reasons that they didn't answer the
door. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Very good. The Chovos HaLevavos, which is a book that was written, literal translation is Obligations of the Heart. Chovos HaLevavos, Obligations of the Heart. So he writes on the topic of Bitachon, a large section, and like the first chapter, he says that bitachon only works and makes sense if you understand that Hashem loves you even if you're not worthy. Because the minute you get someone religiously oriented who's always striving to do things better, so by default, he would be incapable of bitachon because he's always thinking, I'm not worthy. Bitachon means I'm willing to lean on Hashem and trust in Hashem, even though I perceive in myself spiritual shortcomings. Nevertheless, I turn to him. A little bit like a parent. That the child has the right to turn to the parent when they're hungry or whatever, even if they've been naughty. Doesn't matter. And that's the concept of bitachon. In a nutshell, as a preface. Let's begin the sources. Section 1 is perspectives. There's a famous verse, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem, blessed is he who trusts Hashem, and the end of the pasuk is, V'hoya Hashem Yiftach, Hashem shall indeed be his trust. What do you get from that pasuk? What do you get from that verse? Right? Be a little Talmudic. What happens if you don't trust in Hashem? Blessed is he who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust.
He won't be able.
Blessed is he who trusts Hashem, Hashem shall be his trust. Losing out is he who does not trust in Hashem. Hashem shall not be his trust. You don't get what I'm saying? They describe bitachon as the act of leaning on a cane. There's a cane there. It's there to support you. If you lean on it, you gain from it. If you don't lean on it, the cane really doesn't help you at all. You follow what I'm saying? Hashem is there. If you lean on him, then he helps. If you don't lean on him, what happens? He leaves you to your own resources. So you go figure it out. Guy says, I don't have to pray. I have money in the bank. I don't have to pray. I got the best doctor in town. Hashem says, okay. Okay. Have it your way. Let's see what happens. But if a person leans on the cane, then suddenly you find out that cane is very strong. You lean on it, you'll gain from it.
Hashem's not going to help you if you don't lean on him? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, that's the principle of bitachon.
Even though he loves everyone?
If you don't trust him, this is a principle in the dynamics of bitachon. There's a certain amount of love that Hashem, you know, will give person either way. But the real level of bitachon that a person talks about, and you meet such people, they walked into a singles weekend, and they prayed a heartfelt prayer like they never prayed before. They realized it's not up to me, it's up to you, Hashem, only. And they meet the right one, and it hits it off, and they're talking, and they make another date, hey, great. A person walks into a business gathering, looking for a job, and he turns to Hashem and says, I know it only is in your hands. There's a certain degree of trusting Hashem. Hashem gives gifts. Hashem always gives gifts. But you want the mechanism of bitachon. It means to lean on him.
And then you're more likely to get help.
More likely? It's almost for sure. I say almost because Hashem might know something you don't know. But bitachon works. You lean on it, it works.
But when we say leaning, are you referring to prayers?
Perspective, attitude.
Well, you can be, but it can be the attitude can be, well, Hashem will help me. I'm going to just sit, you know.
No. So we're going to see.
You
it has to
Hashem
be bitachon.
It also will be like, you know.
It has to be real bitachon. It can't be laziness. And I want to develop it with you, that you should understand the debates that exist on the topic of bitachon. And you'll appreciate what bitachon is, what bitachon isn't. You'll recognize it. And as you start exercising it in your life, you develop the skill, you'll see how hard it is. You'll see the risks, why it's so hard. But this is the principle. The principle is, if you lean on it, then you gain from it. If you don't lean on it, then you're schlepping along the walking stick and it doesn't help you. Blessed is he who trusts Hashem. You lean on it. You trust him. You do an act or a philosophy or a concept. You do something that indicates that you're trusting Hashem. And Hashem will come through.
You do something or you call out to him?
Well, sometimes doing means prayer. Sometimes doing means not stealing because you recognize that even though you need that money desperately, and the money could almost be yours if you just bend the rules a little bit. But God doesn't want you to do that. And I trust in Hashem that He'll provide for me. And even though I need that money desperately, but I'm not doing that. Because I recognize that Hashem's in control. I trust Him. It could come up in a million different applications. But you have to know the principle in order to you become educated enough to go apply it. Similarly, number two, cast upon Hashem your burden, He will provide for you. And that's usually in the form of prayer. When a person feels that life is just too much, The challenge is formidable. It doesn't have to be financial, or those are the examples everybody likes to use. It could be raising kids. You're doomed if you do, you're doomed if you don't. You can't tell them not to do it, but boy, he better not do it. But if I tell him not to do it, he'll for sure do it. So what do? You quietly walk into your private room, you close the door, and you pray to God. And it works better than screaming. Okay.